Welcome on the show, Kim.
Hey, hi, Marv.
Well, I suppose we should just start it. What are some of the ways regional communities across Australia are innovating both for business and the local area?
Some are really active. There's a mix of types of innovation. Of course, innovation can happen within a business, like new products and services or accessing new markets. What we often think of as innovation is where we see new businesses, whole new businesses starting up. And that's often where a local council or a group of councils or a state government will really start to pitch in to try to smooth some of the barriers to getting that sort of innovation going. And that's one of the key things that we measured was looking at the rate of business startups in different parts of the country.
And so why does much of the investment research in Australia flow to big cities rather than looking at perhaps trying to convert some of these regional communities more?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, it's not. I think we're not unusual internationally. A lot of our research and development institutions, our capacity, our people are based strongly in the cities, whether they're in the private sector to a lesser degree, but certainly most of our large public sector research institutions are heavily in the cities. I think there's a list of about 200 which are sort of authorised research providers, and only about 26 of those are in outside capital cities. So very small number, just around sort of 10 to 15%. So we've got a very heavy weighting towards that. I think that's just momentum in the system. You know, this research stuff tends to congregate around other researchers. But the interesting thing for us is, and what we were looking for with this index that the Regional Australia Institute has done, is we're looking for places that have got good business growth, but without that R&D, that research and development presence. And that's a different kind of innovation. I think it's more a sort of 21st century kind of innovation.
And are there any towns or communities in particular that you've found have been quite incredible in what they've achieved so far?
Yeah, there's a few in New South Wales. Griffiths, country area, but it's quite innovative in terms of its trademark numbers and its business startup numbers. There's a really nice little IT cluster down in Marimbula on the far south coast, doing great stuff to try to connect their IT professionals with the not-for-profit community there and solve sort of IT problems with that in that area. But they're also doing classic sort of startup things like, you know, startup weekends, meetups, hackathons, all those sort of things to try to get young people interested and get that business culture moving. So there's quite a bit of stuff going on around the state and around the country in that regard, and that's exciting for me because regions are never going to catch up in terms of that research and development. That's capital intensive. It requires a lot of money. You've got long lead times. It really is big institutional stuff. And what I get excited about is these other places where there's business growth happening without too much of that sort of old-fashioned research and development.
Now, just lastly, the University of Canberra, along with the Regional Australia Institute, have developed an innovation index. What is it, and how does it facilitate an increase in innovation and return for regional communities?
Yeah, look, what we've done with this index, we've tried to separate this old-style approach to innovation, which is about research, in contrast to a new style, which is about business growth. So we've got sort of two components. We've got a research and development half, and then what we've called the business dynamo half, which is where that, you know, the dynamics of the local business environment. And this is where you see that some places are strong in both, and there's a small number of regions that are strong in both. There's a large number of regions that are fairly weak on both. They don't have a strong research and development presence or business growth. But there's also these other ones, 110 or so, which have got lots of a very strong business dynamo, so lots of sort of local business growth, but not much emphasis on research and development on its own right.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, Kim. We've just about run out of time as we head up to the news, but thank you for joining The Daily.
Thanks, Miles. Happy to be part of it.